Welcome to I'm Not Supposed to Be Here, the podcast. This is chapter 2.
And we're picking up right where Eddie's story left off. Last we heard, he was in Lima, Peru, grappling with the disheartening news that his record deal had fallen through. Imagine the weight of that disappointment, Sophia. He poured his heart and soul into his music, only to have his dreams seemingly dashed in an instant.
Absolutely, Lily. He's in a foreign country, far from home, and facing what feels like the ultimate failure. It's a testament to his resilience that he even gets out of bed.
He starts his day noticing the familiar aroma of Frank Griffith's Peruvian weed wafting from a neighboring apartment. Frank is a prominent concert promoter known for bringing world-class acts like Celia Cruz and Hector Lavoe to Latin America. The scent of the weed, strong and pungent, draws Eddie out of his depression cave, offering a momentary respite from his despair. It's a small comfort, but in moments like these, even the smallest comforts can make a difference.
The weed provides a temporary escape, but the looming meeting still weighs heavily on his mind. Just as he begins to relax, the phone rings. It's Augusto Saria's secretary, and Eddie's heart leaps into his throat. This is the call he's been waiting for. His mind races, his palms sweat, and his whole body thrums with nervous energy. This is it, the moment of truth. What do you think is going through his mind, Lily, in those agonizing moments of anticipation?
He's likely replaying every moment leading up to this, questioning his decisions, his talent, his worth. The uncertainty is excruciating.
And then, Augusto's voice booms through the receiver. Eddie, you are in luck, you son of a bitch. My daughters loved your record. We got a deal.
He's so numb from the previous disappointment that it takes a moment for the good news to penetrate.
He quickly recovers, expressing his gratitude and assuring Augusto that he won't be disappointed. Overcome with joy, he hangs up the phone and explodes in a fit of ecstatic celebration. He's alone, miles from home, but in this moment, he doesn't care. He's achieved his dream, and that's all that matters. He shares the news with Frank, who becomes his temporary manager, offering guidance and support in navigating the complexities of the music industry.
It's a beautiful moment of camaraderie and shared joy. Frank's support is invaluable, providing Eddie with a much-needed sense of direction.
Eddie, buoyed by this incredible turn of events, calls his parents to share the good news, knowing his mother will spread the word far and wide. That evening, he invites Angie Robinson, the stunning daughter of Huacho's mayor, to his apartment for a celebratory dinner. He pulls out all the stops, tallarines with tuco, wine, Peruvian weed, and the company of a beautiful woman. Life is looking up.
It's a whirlwind of emotions. He goes from the depths of despair to the heights of elation in a matter of hours. It's almost too much to take in.
The next morning, the roller coaster continues. He wakes up feeling on top of the world, only to be brought crashing down by another call from Saria's secretary. This time, the news is devastating. The deal is off. Saria explains that they simply don't have the budget to take on Eddie's project. The words hit Eddie like a ton of bricks, leaving him shaken and disoriented.
It's a cruel twist of fate. Just when he thought he had it all, it's snatched away again. How do you think he copes with this second wave of disappointment, Sophia?
He's utterly devastated, Lily. He hides his pain from Angie, unwilling to let her see his vulnerability. He retreats into his apartment, seeking solace in the solitude and the numbing effects of Frank's weed. He wallows in self-pity, replaying the events of the past few days in his mind. He feels like a failure, a loser. He's embarrassed and ashamed.
It's a natural reaction to such a devastating blow. He internalizes the rejection, allowing it to consume him. He feels like he's let everyone down, his family, his friends, and himself.
He spends the next few days in a haze of despair, smoking and brooding. He confides in Frank, who offers words of encouragement, reminding him that he's still young and has his whole life ahead of him. Frank's words offer a glimmer of hope, a reminder that even in the darkest of times, there is still a possibility of a brighter future.
It's a small comfort, but it's enough to keep him going. He knows he can't give up. He has to find a way to move forward.
Then, on Thursday morning, the phone rings again. It's Saria, and this time, The news is good. The deal is back on. They've found the budget, and they want Eddie to come to the office to sign the contract. He races across town, dodging traffic and narrowly avoiding accidents, his heart pounding with anticipation.
Another dramatic turn of events. It's like riding an emotional roller coaster.
He arrives at the office, breathless and disheveled, only to find himself in the company of none other than Eva Ayllón, the iconic Peruvian singer. Saria introduces them, and they spend the next few hours talking about music, sharing stories, and bonding over their shared passion. It's a surreal experience, and Eddie feels a sense of validation and belonging.
It's a dream come true. He's not only getting his record deal, but he's also rubbing shoulders with one of his musical heroes.
He signs the contract, and Saria toasts to his future success. Eddie spends the next few hours celebrating with Saria and Eva Ayllón, drinking whiskey and sharing stories. It's a moment of pure joy and triumph.
It's the culmination of years of hard work and dedication. He's finally achieved his dream.
The press conference announcing the launch of the album and tour is a whirlwind of activity. Eddie is interviewed by journalists, photographed by paparazzi, and greeted by adoring fans. His single, Quantas Veces, climbs the charts, competing with the likes of Ricky Martin and Shakira. He's living the dream, but beneath the surface, there's a growing unease.
What's causing this unease, Sophia?
It's the financial reality of his situation, Lily. Despite his success, he's still struggling to make ends meet. He's realized that his label manager has been inflating his expenses, stealing from him right under his nose. This betrayal leaves him feeling shaken and disillusioned.
It's a harsh lesson in the realities of the music industry. Not everyone has his best interests at heart.
Eddie confronts Bob, demanding an explanation and putting a stop to the theft. He then informs Saria of the situation, ensuring that his own expenses are properly accounted for. Despite the turmoil, Eddie continues to promote his music, traveling throughout Latin America, performing for adoring crowds. He reaches new heights of success, but the financial strain and the betrayal continue to weigh on him.
It's a difficult situation. He's achieved his dream, but it's come at a cost.
Finally, after much deliberation, Eddie decides to terminate his agreement with Frank. He thanks Frank for his support and apologizes for the lack of greater financial success. It's a bittersweet goodbye, but Eddie knows it's time to move on.
It's a brave decision. He's choosing to take control of his own destiny.
He returns to Miami, ready to start a new chapter in his life. He's learned valuable lessons about the music industry, the importance of staying true to oneself, and the resilience of the human spirit. He's faced setbacks and disappointments, but he's emerged stronger and more determined than ever.
It's a powerful story of perseverance and self-discovery.
So, what do you think lies ahead for Eddie? Will he continue to pursue his music career? Will he find a way to balance his artistic aspirations with the need for financial stability? Join us next time as we continue to explore this fascinating journey. We'll be exploring the many twists and turns that unfold in the next chapters in our next episode. Until then, don't forget to follow, share, and subscribe. Watch the award-winning docuseries on Tubi. Listen to the audiobook and soundtrack of the motion picture, I'm Not Supposed to Be Here. And most importantly, join us next time to discover whether Eddie's dream will finally become a reality.